This is Lord Death of the DWMA, and you're watching another episode of Goth Geek Podcast. Now stay tuned, or I'll be forced to give you a Reaper Chop. And I mean it.
Hey everyone, it's me, Nicholas Black, and this is episode 46 of the Goth Geek Podcast. Holy shit, it's been a minute. 6 months. A little over 6 months, to be exact. On this episode, we're going to discuss vacations, road trips to be exact, goth cities in the United States of America. I put that cravat in there. Cravat? Cravit? I never know how to pronounce that word. I put that little detail in there instead of saying this the U.S., United States, or whatever, because there are other places named that have states in them, so you know which United States are you talking about. But different cities, road trip cities you can go here in the U.S. of A. That are goth. Since it's that time of year, summertime, we're going to talk about all sorts of different things that we probably have missed over the last 6 months. Where the hell have we been the last 6 months? And you noticed probably already that. It's just me talking and not me and RS. RS is not on this episode. Just, unfortunately, they are out, but they will be back. So we will have more episodes with her and I bantering about different geeky goth things or goth geeky things. But first, before we get into any and all of that, give us a like, a follow, subscribe on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at Goth Geek or at The Goth Geek. Help support us. Like us on and subscribe on whatever podcast app that you're using. Most likely probably Spotify. And support us by checking out our shop, gothgeek.net, where we sell dice towers, dice trays, coffin dice sets, pins, buttons, posters, jewelry, keychains, all sorts of fun stuff. So come check us out at gothgeek.net. Help support us and through that, our show. We recently changed formats and we're no longer on the Etsy format. We're now on Whatnot, which means we stream sometimes on there because Whatnot is a kind of a combination of YouTube and Etsy. So we have a shop on there that you can see, we sell stuff, but we also do streaming where we actually do live shows on there as well. So another way of checking us out and getting to listen to us and whatnot. Unintended joke. So check us out there. Gothgeek.net will take you directly to our place there on the Whatnot app. It's free to download. Okay. Plug for them as well. And now, I'm a little rusty on this, but now, on with the show. So first off, the elephant in the room, the big black elephant wearing a spiked collar, because again, goth. Where have we been? It's been 6 months, a little over 6 months. Our last episode was January 2nd, I believe, about going to Disney. You probably thought we were dead at this point, that the show was done, that we were one of those temporary shows kind of things. And we are not. We just got busy. Life finds a way, quoting Jurassic Park there. And in this case, it found a way to kind of keep us from getting a chance to do the podcast. RS was working on her podcast for a little bit, trying out things. I was switching us from Etsy to Whatnot and trying that out. Personal stuff, health stuff, all sorts of different things. I won't get too far into the details, but it has been a crazy 6 months. Crazy 6 months. So I do apologize. And RS as well. We've just been busy. So we are back. We're going to try to make this more a regular podcast again. It's just been super busy. And it doesn't seem to be slowing down, to be honest. I'm squeezing this episode in between a whole bunch of other stuff going on. Because I've been wanting to do it for a while and trying to like make sure, you know, that you, our listeners, don't forget about us, think that we're dead and whatnot. So we are very much alive and very much still dedicated to this podcast. I mean, after all, it's on our business cards, so we have to do it. That's mandatory. Also, we missed a lot of stuff going on. So before I even get into the main topic about road trips, let's talk about all the crazy stuff going on. Beetlejuice 2 is happening, apparently. I can't believe that. I mean, it went from a rumor about Beetlejuice 2 to Tim Burton saying it really wasn't happening. He had ideas, or he had maybe a script at the most, to now it's in production or pre-production, and Keaton's on board, and Catherine O'Hara's on board, and Winona Ryder is there, and then we got some new faces, Jenna Ortega, who's becoming, as one internet YouTube channel put, you know, she's a scream queen at this point with all of the horror movies she's been doing. And then, of course, we all know her from Wednesday, the Netflix series. So, yeah, she's going to be on the show, on the movie. I mean, it's happening. That's crazy. So, yeah, Beetlejuice 2. I'm shocked. I never thought this would ever happen, to be honest. I don't think a lot of us thought it would ever happen. It's been a while since I've watched Beetlejuice, but I think it still holds up. For the most part, I mean, it's an 80s movie, so I don't really know if it holds up too well. There's a lot of 80s movies that don't hold up with today's standards. So I don't know if Beetlejuice still holds up, to be honest. But last time I watched it was probably 5-10 years ago, and I felt like it did okay. But I could be completely wrong. I don't remember. Let me know. Let me know in the comments. Does Beetlejuice hold up still in 2023? But I remember watching it as a kid and enjoying it. And I watched it a lot. Probably shouldn't have. It was probably way too whatever for a child to be watching. But I did, because that's what 80s kids do. And the cartoon was awesome. I highly recommend the cartoon. There were definitely some weird episodes that were just mind fucks for a kid's cartoon, like the Edgar Allan Poe episode. I can't remember the title of it. Definitely worth a watch. It was just crazy. All the baby bats listening who maybe not have had a chance to see the cartoon for Beetlejuice, or didn't even know there was a cartoon for Beetlejuice, check it out. It's definitely worth a watch. I still remember the jingle, "Shop till you freak at the spooky boutique." Shop till you freak at the spooky boutique. That's from that cartoon. And I still remember it. And I am way too old and still remembering that. That is taking up valuable space in my memory of probably something way more important. But yeah, Beetlejuice 2. So that's happening. My God, there's so much going on. So many things have been announced. And so many things have come out. Oh my God. We're maybe getting a Sandman season 2, but possibly not at this point. Neil Gaiman's been very adamant about that. It seems like we are, but at the same time, it's Netflix, so maybe we're not getting Sandman Season 2 or Volume 2, which would be a real shame. Good Omens 2 is coming out next month, I believe, which will be awesome. I mean, Good Omens is a good book. It's a great book. If you haven't read it, you should. The show was pretty really good. Anything with David Tennant in it, I highly recommend. He's a great actor. All the actors in that show were really good. I'm just gonna say it that way because I'm horrible with names. And it had some goth elements to it, so I really think it's a highly recommended show for this podcast, for the listeners, if you haven't already. It's on Amazon Prime, but the season two is coming out July 28th, I believe. They brought David Tennant back. They brought, what is his name? His partner in the show, Sheen. This is why I need RS. She's good with, she's really good at like remembering things like this. And then berating me for not remembering them. but yeah, Sheen is the last name. Anyways, he was the angel. And then a lot of people are coming back for it. It looks pretty good. Check out the trailer if you haven't seen it. So that's still going on. Despite the writer's strike that's happening right now. I hate to do timestamps for these shows, but it kind of just happens. The writer's strike is definitely an issue. Writers deserve all the money, because without writers, we don't have shows. So they deserve the money. They deserve all of it. It's ridiculous how they're being treated by streaming services. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But yeah. So we got Good Omens 2 coming out. Possibly not Sandman 2. It's kind of crazy. We got Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse that just came out. Great reviews. Great sequel. The Flash movie, which I haven't seen. And despite the fact that Michael Keaton is my Batman, and I really do want to see this movie, I also have a lot of issues with Ezra Miller and all his bullshit. And I understand his mental breakdown or what have you. I don't think he should have been allowed to continue with this movie. He'd already got his money and everything, but yeah. And from what I've been told, the movie's kind of not doing well. And what I've seen, it's not doing well as they expected anyways. And it seems like it's kind of a shit show. So I'll wait to watch it. I will see it though, at some point. Because Michael Keaton as Batman, it can't stop me. If he was not in the movie, then I would not watch it. I'll be honest. But Michael Keaton was my Batman. 1991 for the Batman Returns. Those were like the first superhero movies, really, for my generation. There were the Superman movies in the 70s with Christopher Reeves. But for me, Batman, Michael Keaton, like that was it. Like the promotional material, the cereal, the toys at McDonald's, for God's sakes. I mean, all of it. That was it. So getting to see him play Batman again, I will definitely either rent it or watch it on streaming, something. Speaking of streaming. But you still need to pay your writers, damn it. So yeah, a lot of stuff going on. I can't even list it all. It's been 6 months, people. It's literally so many things have come out or been announced. So many. Haunted Mansion? Who the hell saw that coming? And it looks good. The trailer looks amazing for Haunted Mansion. They really took it in a different direction, and it looks like it's gonna be funny, and it's gonna be scary still. It's gonna be like that really good mix. Did not see that coming at all. So super excited about that movie, actually. Regardless of your feelings about Disney, I think that is a great movie to go check out when it comes out in, I think, again, July, which is kind of a weird year, fucking Jesus, a weird month for a scary movie to come out, especially that one. I figure Haunted Mansion should come out in October, maybe September, but what the hell do I know? I'm not an executive. I assume somebody somewhere who gets paid a lot of money figured that out, and they decided July was the best time to do it. But yeah, that looks like a really good movie. God, seriously, just too much stuff has happened. too many things have happened, video game related and whatnot. So I'm not going to dive all the way into it. You guys know, there have been the Cure tour that's been going on and that whole fiasco with Ticketmaster. Did you get to see the Cure? Let me know. Let us know. With a comment. How were they? Man, I am rusty at doing this. It's been way too long. But we're going to be changing that. So let's dive into the main topic of this episode. So, it's summertime. Road trips. And here in the United States of America, USA, this is which are the cities I'm going to be listing. That's a big thing. Road trips seem to be always a big thing. I took road trips with my family quite often, and RS did too. It's an American staple. So let us know if you took road trips as a kid, or if you do still take road trips. I enjoy road trips still. I think they're a lot of fun. I mean, going around, they're tiring, and I think the road trips we take now are a little bit shorter. They're like 6 to 8 hours road trips compared to the ones as a child I took were like 2 weeks long, where we just drive everywhere. So these places you could, you know, drive to, or you could fly to, if you really wanted to. But I think the road trips are kind of fun. So cities to check out, I think the top one, and I'm going to get it out of the way right now, is New Orleans. Everyone knows about New Orleans. Anne Rice made New Orleans even more famous than it already was. New Orleans is well known for voodoo. Marie Laveau. Did I say that right? I think so. Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo. Man, I hope I'm saying that right, because I've been there, and it was really cool. But they're known for voodoo. They're known for the above-ground cemeteries, jazz, Mardi Gras, of course, things like that. But in the 80s, Anne Rice wrote some books, you might have heard of them, about vampires, and based it all in New Orleans. And so now I feel like since then, that's really taken off, the vampire community in New Orleans, or vampire mythos in New Orleans. So it's a really great place to go for the goth culture there. There's tons of concerts, music festivals. There's one in August that's coming up. The Goth Cruise, I know I've mentioned them a few times, the Gothic Cruise is actually skipping their cruise this year because they're switching the time when they do it. Instead of doing it in September, they're doing it in March. So they're skipping this year and going next year for March is when they'll be doing the Goth Cruise. So they're doing what's called a landlocked cruise, which is basically means they're doing a meetup in New Orleans, of all places, in August during a music festival, a goth music festival. So I know like that's a big thing. The cemeteries are big because they're above ground and gorgeous. So it's very goth. The voodoo and history and heck, the buildings, all of it is just very, when you think goth, it almost comes to mind of New Orleans. Like it just, you picture probably something from New Orleans, like the old school mansions and the way people dressed in like the 1800s or something probably, and I don't know. It screams goth. So I just want to knock that one out of the way. It's a great place to go. I've been there myself. It's worth the trip. It's a great road trip because it's kind of, depending on where you are in the country, it's, you know, relatively easy to get to. And there's probably a lot of fun things to check out on the way. It is humid, so I'm not sure if it's a great place to go in the summertime. When I went in the winter, and it was a much nicer visit. If you do go in the summer, it's going to be humid. It's going to be hot. If you're used to that kind of stuff, then go for it. If you're like from Florida or something, then you're probably used to it. If you're from California or Washington, where it's a little bit drier, then you might want to wait until colder months. But yeah, check out New Orleans. That's my, of course, the first pick, because that's just, it, in my mind, it's kind of goth central when it comes to like the gothiest cities in this country. Now let's move on to going to, actually, I mentioned Washington, so let's go up there. Let's talk about Seattle, Washington. Now, first you may think, why Seattle, Washington? Well, one, it's cloudy. They get a lot of rain. I should just drop it right there. Mic drop. You're done. Most goths, not all. I don't want to do the classic stereotype, but most goths like clouds. They don't like the sun. So Seattle works out great for that. Two, Seattle has a lot of interesting history that is, I would say, goth adjacent. They have the Underground, which is a really cool tour, because basically the city I almost said my town, the city of Seattle basically was built up back in the 1800s due to, I believe, some earthquakes. They just built the city up on top of the ruins. And so what used to be the first floor became basements. And so they have this tour where you can actually go down and you're actually below the sidewalks, the current sidewalks, and you can see, you know, old bars and old, you know, apartment buildings and, you know, storefronts and stuff. And there's miles, apparently, of the underground, supposedly, that's boarded up. Supposedly. Again, that part's rumor, but the underground itself is real. There are sections that you can check out, part of the tour. So it's really cool. You can check out the Union, I think it's called Union Square. Is that correct? It's been a while since I've been to Seattle. I really should look this stuff up before I just start talking about it. But downtown Seattle in general is very cool, very historic. It's an older city. It's been around since at least the 1800s. And so they've got some really cool historic buildings. They've got the underground. I don't know about the cemeteries. They're not above ground or anything like that. But let's get to the big thing here. Why I also bring up Seattle for a goth road trip. And I'm also going to throw some geeky stuff in here because, hey, this is goth geek. But let's talk about Twilight. The Twilight books. If you're of a certain age, you probably love the Twilight books. And maybe even the movies, too. Though those movies were kind of atrocious. Across from Seattle, which is, you take a ferry, which is kind of fun. So you like, there's ferries that you can take across the Sound, Puget Sound, is where Forks is. It's a bit of a drive, but Forks, Washington is a real place. And so you can go check out Forks for Twilight fans. What is this other town? The other town they go to, the bigger town from Forks, Sheffield? I can't remember the name of it. But basically there's an Italian restaurant that they go to. I think it's Italian. In the movie, they show it. In the books, they talk about it. That place exists. That's a real place too. You can actually go there and get food. I've actually eaten there. Me and my friend went simply because we're assholes. And one of our friends, she was a super huge Twilight fan. Like super crazy Twilight fan. And so just to be assholes, we like took pictures and had lunch there and sent her pictures and just to be mean. But you can actually eat there. At least you used to be able to. I don't know. Maybe COVID has changed everything. But you can definitely go to Forks. And I last I heard they still had like, what is her name? Bella? Like her truck or something on display. I don't know how much other stuff. Like they turned it into a tourist thing. But Forks is a real place. It's a logging area, so it's kind of interesting out there because you'll see a lot of logging trucks full of, you know, trees, logs, I guess. I don't hear, I guess those are logs. And it's little, if you've seen Final Destination, you'll understand why it's kind of concerning because you'll be behind these logging trucks on these like roads, on these two lane roads. But otherwise, it's a fun drive. It's pretty out there if you like nature. But that's a real big reason to go to Seattle because you're like 2 hours away from Forks. So if you're into the whole, again, vampires and whatnot, and you love the Twilight books, it's worth the $25 ferry ride because the ferries do take cars as well. So you just drive your car right on and then take the ferry over. And then let's talk about all the awesome geeky stuff in Seattle. So you have the Space Needle, of course. You also have there's a music exhibit in the Science Fiction Museum, also in downtown Seattle. The Science Fiction Museum is like amazing. You should definitely check that out if you're into that kind of thing. You also have companies that are in Seattle. You have Microsoft, you have Nintendo of America, you have Wizards of the Coast, you have Bungie, and 343 Studios, which are gaming studios. Last I was there, it's been a while, but if you look up Wizards of the Coast and you go to their building and you go up to their offices, they have a dragon in their office that you can take a picture with in the lobby. Like, they won't let you go back in the back or anything. But you could get a picture with the dragon. They have other stuff displayed. And they used to give out, like, swag bags, like, for people who would come just to see the office. It was kind of like one of those things like, oh, you're a fan of our stuff? Cool. And you came all this way just to check out our lobby. Here's some shit. And that's in like Redmond, which is really close to Seattle. So there's a lot of stuff to check out. There's a really really popular goth club, Metro, I believe. I think they're still open. I think that's really like an exclusive club, though. You have to like get an invite. There's some really cool shops. Utilikilts, if you're a kilt wearer, their base office is in Seattle. I've been to their shop down there. As well, it's really cool. So Seattle is like, again, a great place to go, especially if you don't want the humidity and the sun of New Orleans. Seattle is a great place, an alternative. That one is a little bit harder to get to, I guess. It's in the far corner of the United States. So it's a little bit less central compared to New Orleans, per se. But it's definitely worth a drive. Or a flight, even. Flights can be pretty cheap. In the SeaTac, which is their airport. And there's a lot of places nearby there. I mean, Portland isn't too far off. Portland, Oregon is a great city. But I'm trying to, like, spread it out so for people who want to travel. So, next city I want to talk about for a great little road trip is, of course, and I'm sorry for the dramatic pause. It's not really dramatic. It's literally me going, okay, which one do I want to do next? Let's go with New York City. I think that's an easy one. And it's not just New York City. It's like the whole New York metropolitan area. There's a great... Why New York City? Okay. I mean, it can be humid there, of course. It's the East Coast. It's sunny. But it also can be cold and rainy, depending on the time of year you go. And it can be really cold if you go in the wintertime and Maybe you don't do that. But New York has, I've been there as well. It has some really cool oddity shops, and most of these places do, or New Orleans has some oddity shops too. I didn't really mention it, but I was thinking about the places I've checked out in New York. Some really cool oddity shops, which are really neat. I think oddities shops are probably growing across the country. It seems like there's more oddity expos now than there were 5 years ago even. So I would highly recommend checking those out. I think the show that was on A&E, oh, what was it called? Oddities. I think it might have just been called Oddities. The shop that was filmed in is in New York City. Look it up. Again, my memory is horrible. There's some great goth clubs, of course, in New York. There's also great history. If you're a history buff, we went to a haunted ghost tour in Washington Park. And, oh my God, some of the stuff, like, they go over the hanging tree and some of the, like, stuff that's happened at, like, NYU. And just building fires in the 1800s and all sorts of, like, just the, if you like history, but also like the macabre, some of the tours you can go on in New York are amazing. That alone is worth a trip to New York. I mean, it's a touristy town for sure, because you've got a Times Square, of course, and you've got, of course, I'm trying to talk about it, so now my brain doesn't want to, like, remember all the words. You've got the parks, and you've got the sports stadiums, and all the different shit out there. And then Jersey's right across the way, so they've got stuff going on, too. They've got cruises going out of Jersey, and it's insane. Let's be honest. It's very touristy. But it's worth it if you're going there for, like, again, the weird, the macabre, the goth portions of it. There's a lot of cool shows you can go see. I mean, that's where Broadway is. Sweeney Todd. Go see Sweeney Todd on Broadway. That's fucking worth it right there. I would love to see that. I'm not saying I have. I'm just saying I'd love to. And that's the way to do it. Actually getting to see it on Broadway or Beetlejuice. Fuck, we just talked about Beetlejuice. The Beetlejuice Broadway show. I think it just ended, but getting to see one of those shows, like, on tour or whatever, that would be amazing. There's so many cool goth, like, Broadway shows or off Broadway shows, that would make it worth it, just that alone, to go to New York. God, this is taking way longer than I expected. Yeah, so I'm going to throw out one more city, I think, and then we're going to cut it. And we're going to go to another corner of the country, Los Angeles. Why would you want to go to LA, you ask? Why would you do that? Well, let me tell you, LA is, one, a crazy fucking city, but it also has really cool shit going on. They have a lot of geeky stuff there, of course. They've got Disneyland, of course. They've got Universal Studios. You know, let's knock that shit out of the way quick. There's also the hearse tour, which is awesome. So you get to ride around in a hearse, and they point out dead celebrities' houses and where people died and all that, which I think is just fucking amazing. So check that out. That's worth it for Los Angeles. There's Hollywood. Hollywood is really cool because they've got a lot of old buildings in Hollywood. There's the, of course, the Hollywood squares on the sidewalks, the stars, which are really cool because, especially lately, a lot of them have been just recently dedicated to Carrie Fisher just got a star recently. Mark Hamill has a star. So, like, if you're into the geeky side of all this, you can find some really cool stars from Star Wars. Disney has stars for some reason. Like, Winnie the Pooh has a star. But, like, Cary Grant, some of the old school Hollywood alum royalty, however you want to call it, have stars as well. Just recently, the voice of Mulan, Ming, oh, what is her last name? See, this is why I shouldn't do these shows without, like, having something in front of me with, like, access to the internet. Oh, what is her name? Ming Min? Oh, God, I feel so bad. The voice of Mulan, she was also in The Mandalorian and The Book of Boba Fett. She's an amazing actress. She just got a star dedicated to her. So there's a lot of cool stars, a lot of cool geeky stars out there. There's also a really cool theater down there called the El Capitan. It's owned by Disney. I know I talk about Disney. We talk about Disney way too much, but it's an old, like, 1920s theater that they refurbished. So it has, like, the original looking facade, and they show movies there. So it's worth checking that out if you're into, like, the historic and old, and I guarantee that place is haunted. Like, that place has to be haunted. Like, it just has that feel. Heck, the place we stayed at in Hollywood had to be haunted. Like, that was an old school building. That was the, like, weirdest Motel 6 I've ever been to. But I digress. You also have the beaches nearby if you actually are into that, because I know there are goths out there who like beaches and sun. There's the wax museums. There's the Hollywood home tours. You can take those. There's a place called Geeky Tees, which isn't too far from that area. That does board games and tea, which is just a great idea. And I think more businesses should do shit like that. So LA's got it all. Los Angeles, Anaheim, Hollywood area really has a lot to offer if you're a goth geek. And it's an easy road trip. Again, I know it's kind of on the other side. It's still, like, you know, it's opposite of Seattle, so it's Southern California. But depending on where you live, it's either, like, I-5, I-10, I-40. Sorry for that background noise. That's our dog who decided that she wanted to just shake her head all over the place. You okay? Yeah? You just going to get my face? I appreciate it. I'm trying to do something here. Anyways, so I'm trying to think what else LA had. I remember the Death Tour. That was awesome. They have some really cool cemeteries, again, because of all the Hollywood royalty, you can check out some really cool gravestones. I know that for sure. Look it up. I'm not doing it justice. I'm not doing any of these cities justice, to be honest, because all four of these cities, did I say four? Is it four? Maybe three? I've lost count. No, four, because I said New York. Four cities. I'm not doing them justice. I have a friend who lives in New York, and I'm sure if she listens to this, she will be like, you didn't mention this, this, or this, or this. I have friends who live in the Washington area that well, probably same thing. So I do apologize. But it's that time of year. Go to a city. Check it out. Do a road trip. Check out, if you do a road trips are awesome because you can stop at lots of cool little places. So this is kind of a shameless plug. Not a shameless plug for me, but there's a website called Atlas Obscura. You may have heard of it. They do a podcast as well. Check their podcast out. They're like 15 to 20 minutes long. They do one every day on different fun things. But Atlas Obscura, the website, what they do is beyond showing really interesting, odd, peculiar, and wonderful places that are off the beaten path. They have a thing where if you sign up with them, it's free, you can actually mark these places that you've been to. And you can also suggest places. And these aren't like your normal touristy places. These are places that are definitely different, weird, macabre, historic, but not really like world famous per se. One of the examples I can give is one of the places that you can mark in my town is the Lisa Frank factory. That's right, Lisa Frank. Lisa Frank was founded in the city I live in. And they had a huge factory here that was very rainbow colored. If you don't remember what Lisa Frank is, they were the ones in the 90s and the 80s that sold pastel and neon unicorn bookmarks and folders during school time and pencils and, you know, every person who loved that stuff would buy them. I wanted to say like every little girl, but that's gender specific. And let's be honest, you didn't have to be a little girl to love that stuff. And they made it here. I had no idea they made it here, but there's a Lisa Frank like Boulevard in my town. And you drive down that and you can see the Lisa Frank factory. You can't go in it. It's been closed down since like 2005 or something, or 2008, but you can mark it on the Atlas Obscura map that you've been there, or you can also put, if you want to be there, if you want to go there. And they have a ton of places like this all over the world, not just in the United States of America, or the USA, or whatever you want to say it. But all over the world. You can mark that you've been to these places, or you can mark that you want to go to these places. And so it's a fun little way of like making a list of places you want to go. And they have, you know, everything from, you know, giant balls of yarn, like the classic roadside attractions, to interesting obscure graveyards and weird abandoned places in the middle of nowhere, like abandoned swimming pools. Well, not really abandoned. There's a swimming pool in, like, was it Sweden or something that you have to like hike to get to? It's a heated swimming pool. But I definitely recommend checking them out. If you follow us on Facebook, you might have seen some of the articles we've shared of theirs. We shared the article about the how in Victorian era they used to do picnics in cemeteries, something I think they should bring back. They've also shared the grave of a girl who, when she died, her parents, she was afraid of the dark, and so when she died, her parents built like a staircase into the, like, in a viewing, like a glass viewing of the coffin, so they could view, like, they could check on her, so she would be afraid of the dark, like, or like during thunderstorms or something. We shared that article a while back. That was all Atlas Obscura. They're a great resource for just odd, weird, strange, and fun facts. If you're into that kind of thing, and I recommend their podcast. It's on Spotify as well. I know for you to listen to a different podcast, but their podcasts are 15, 20 minutes. They cover really interesting things. They do it every day. And they really do their research, and it's a great travel, podcast. Like, I listen to their podcast and I go, I want to go travel and do these things. So yeah, if you're going to do a road trip, if you want to do a road trip to one of these cities that I've mentioned, I would highly recommend checking out Atlas Obscura's website to see what's on the way. What interesting places can you check out on the way? Because that's part of the fun with road trips, is checking out weird places or just interesting places. They don't have to be like obscure places. White Sands National Park, I've been there because of a road trip. I've seen where, you know, Billy the Kid was supposedly, you know, killed because of a road trip. You know, I've seen old gallows where people were hung up until the 1900s because of a road trip. It's, you know, crazy places that you can check out because of traveling in a car or bus or RV or motorcycle, whatever your mode of transportation choice is. So I highly recommend that. Hope everyone's having a good summer. Hope everyone's having a good time. I hope you folks haven't abandoned us and are happy that we're back. Thank you for listening. Once again, give us a like, a follow, and a subscribe. Check us out at gothgeek.net. And we'll be back with RRS as well, hopefully very soon. Bye.